Hey, I'm Dami, and this is Color. Of all the things that should never be allowed to rule, emotions rank super high on that list. Have you ever expressed yourself to someone and wished you never had? You were so excited. You just had to say something. You make my heart skip beats and my... And the dude's like, wait, what? Wait a sec. I just kind of just met you. And this is pretty normal stuff that I do for everyone. Ha! Pretty normal stuff. Or have you ever made a rash decision out of anger and regretted it afterwards? Like you cancel a flight that you were planning for months just because the friend that you were going to go on this travel on this trip with decides that she wants to go with her newfound boyfriend. What? No way. Or have you ever hit reply instead of forward on a message that came from your boss? You're talking about how you're so disappointed in your boss and your boss consistently takes all the credit for all the work that you do, and that goes straight back to your boss instead of going to the friend or the coworker that you wanted to send it to. Now see, emotions have a way of making you do things that your brain will disapprove of. They have a way of working quickly and moving at super intense speed. You say, I love you too early in a relationship because you received flowers for the first time in your life? Seriously? You jump ahead and accept humongous chores because at the time, you're really excited and talking about how you do anything for one another. We tend to give our emotions rulership way too much. Whenever you're faced with any kind of decision, learn to dial back and think, should I really? Is it really worth it? Is it my call? Is this the right time? Right? Another good example of emotions taking the lead that sometimes doesn't go so well is when there's a sale. How many people love sales? I know I do. When a sale is on, I feel like I have to buy now. And if I don't buy, I'm missing out. You know that fear of missing out on a huge sale? Yeah. You feel like I'd never get a chance to own this if I don't buy it now. But the truth is, most of the things that you end up buying are often things that you never really needed to buy anyways, right? So if you didn't buy it, you probably still have the money that you actually need. But at this point, it's already late because, hey, everything that you bought was on final, was a final sale. Now what do you do? What are you going to do? You can't return it. You have to keep it. And then you're looking at these things and you just hate them. You know, you have to live with this ugly bath rug and lampstand that you picked that it cost you $90 that you now miss so much. You miss your $90 and have to deal and live with this ugly bath rug. Yeah, that's what happens when you react immediately without thinking so much. So when you get into a habit of hitting pause to think, you're able to make better and more informed decisions. Yes, there are going to be times when people put pressure on you to do it now or never, buy now, do this now, say yes to this man that you don't want to marry, say yes now. But even then, request for time to think, time to step aside and figure out if this is the right time to go for it or if you should even be doing this at all. Your emotions are there to support the decisions you make, not expected to make the decisions for you, right? Especially when extreme emotions are involved, you could easily find yourself making extreme decisions that are hard to recover from. Emotions are not meant to lead you. They're meant to support you. Hey, don't leave. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Brand New Thing. Okay? Okay? All right.
One time where I'm like very crazy.